we're gonna make this a short, and I'm putting this on Instagram, and I'm just gonna watch everyone just destroy you.
But you're gonna do it without context, I guarantee you. And you're gonna leave out the fact that the stepdad or whatever, the father-in-law, was a piece of shit, and that.
Oh, I'm gonna make myself look like the gift to this world for sure. And welcome back to Give It to Me Straight.
I'm Alex.
You mumbled through that, and I'm John.
And you don't?
I said, and welcome back to Give It to Me Straight.
You mumble the most out of literally anyone I know.
No, I don't. Got new Crocs on today, baby.
You haven't worn those ones yet.
These have fur.
What?
Yeah, I feel them. I know. I'm turning into...
Those are going to smell so bad.
Turning into a Croc whore, for sure.
Definitely the whore part. Those are going to smell so bad.
You could probably wash them.
I didn't know that. I wonder if mine have fur in them. So what are you up to recently, John?
Well, speaking of my leg.
Which one?
Been working on my legs. You know, if you can't tell, getting a tattoo.
Do you have it scheduled yet? Do you know what you're going to get?
Me and Kobe. I'm in the process.
Our faces.
No, I already did something for you. I should do something for Kobe. But yeah, I got a design. I'm going to wrap it around.
Wait, do you actually know what you're going to do?
Yeah.
What?
A bunch of images. I got like...
Yeah, but like what?
Almost like a Roman kind of theme, I guess.
Like, statues.
Statues. I'm pretty basic, you know.
What's basic about that?
I feel like a lot of people
have that. Who else
has
statues that you know of? It's not like you're getting like birds.
Our New York friends.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think.
One has a statue. Like a statue, maybe like a skull. Maybe like...
Goo, do you have any statues?
Florida Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's got that, that stupid one on his arm.
No, that looks good. See, I didn't think...
I like it. I like it. I'm joking. Anyways, yeah, so I'm going to do that right there.
You're going to really have to work out your legs. If you're going to be wearing short shorts
now... Honestly, I can't even say it's genetics because my dad has cannons for legs. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but like you also...
I work my legs out twice a week.
It's not enough. Your dad said you should do 3 times a week.
My dad doesn't even fucking work out.
I know, but he looked at
your
legs.
He's like, build a house, then get some legs. That's how you get them.
Maybe you need a golf. He like stands on his legs all day.
My dad had legs like this before he even touched a golf club. I don't know. Construction, manual labor.
It is genetics. You just got your mom's.
Oh, yeah. I got my mom's little twig legs, bird bones.
I mean,
for
you
sure.
Have nice legs. They're just not beefy.
They're dainty.
But they're beautiful.
Thank you. Anyway, so that's that. Yeah, I'm going to get a little ink done. It's been a while. So.
I have just been on a Yellowstone train. I am... plowing through those episodes.
It's a good show.
It is. I think
Beth
like
is a boss bee and rips my homie.
I think John, like you've been trying to get me to watch her for so long, but I just never was really that into it. And then I don't know why recently. Season just come out?
I think like half of season 5 because I think Kevin Costner is going to be done after this.
Costner. Is it Costner?
Cosner.
Costner.
Costner.
Cost.
Yeah.
There's a T in there?
I guess so. But anyways, the reason you're more into it, we talked about this, is because you...
Costner. It does have a T. Yeah.
It's because you're off Costner. Your phone.
Well, yeah,
you're like constantly just looking at shit on your phone. I'm like, pay attention.
Okay, you do all the time. You can't even sit through a conversation without thinking about your phone.
Okay.
No, it's gotten... bad recently. This is the
I'm not
only
on
time
my phone when during, people are talking. I mean, do I get bored hearing people talk about something I don't care about? Yeah.
This is the
but
only
I'm not
going to
be like rude and pick my phone up.
This is the only time that we have like uninterrupted conversation. You and I.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Mostly
you're on your phone all the time. Don't anyone hear it. And if we're in a group setting, I'm never rude and pick up my phone and just looking at my phone while people are talking. No. I mean, I might show my face that I don't care what
you're
saying.
Well, that's what it is. Like, if I'm hanging out with people, I'm never on my phone. But, like I always joke that I'm just a terrible influencer because I never get behind the scenes things.
Can you not say... I hate that word, influencer.
But, I mean, that's technically what
we are. We're creators. We create content.
Like, definition, I guess. Influencer. Like, we are technically influencers, I guess. But anyway, when you're with people, like it's important to be present with them. But when I'm watching shows, I think because I don't have to, I just like, if my attention span is not.
Sure. And
if
then
it doesn't
you
hold
make
my attention,
us rewatch
my attention
stuff.
Span, and I'm just like going onto my phone, but I'm like That's how it was with Game of Thrones. I had to like hide my phone or like put it away while I watched it because so much is happening that you get lost so easily that you just have to, you have to pay attention 100% of the time to keep up and know what's going on.
Right.
So that's what I'm doing now with Yellowstone and I'm enjoying it a lot. It's great.
All the really good shows, I feel like you just have to commit to them, like Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So slow in the beginning. You're like, oh my God. And then later you're like, I love it. I watched Lost. I loved Lost. But like it took me a little bit to get into it.
I wonder how the attention span of like each generation is going to impact
entertainment
though. Like are shows going to end up like fizzling out because less people are going to be watching them because more people are watching their phones?
I think there'll be short episodes. I don't know. Like it has to be attention grabbing constantly, I feel like.
Right.
This is so random, but like that Love, Death, and Robots on Netflix. They're literally like small short films, like little clips, like it's a little story, but they're, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes.
I don't think I've seen it.
You have. I showed you. It's like it's like AI or like could be cartoon or like, I don't know. They're like crazy little short films.
Are they like episodic though?
No, but there's like 4 or 5 of them together in like one episode. So it's like multiple little short films within one episode.
I guess that's kind of like what YouTube does or, you know, podcasts are easy because you could do things while you're listening to them.
Right. Like, I don't think anyone's watching our podcast like this.
Maybe some people are.
You think so?
I don't know. But I just think like those types of shows are easier because they're meant to just be listened to. So you could do other things. I don't know. I just think that people's attention spans are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And what is that going to look like in the world of entertainment when people can no longer stick around? Plus there's just so much stuff out there. I mean, not right now because of strike, no one's creating new
hopefully
things.
It makes all war movies that somebody puts me in constant action,
or I wonder,
I'll watch the fuck out of that.
If short films are going to become, you know, the thing,
we're going to make it a thing, you know,
we will,
we're going to bring it to the forefront and it's going to be all Oscar worthy.
We did submit to like 12 film festivals.
Somebody
weekend.
Better like our film.
I know. Fingers crossed. We should hear back, like, I don't know, with the up and coming months. It's a whole new world that we're diving into with short films.
It's exciting, though.
Yeah, it's interesting.
But for everyone that's like, because we posted our teaser for the short film.
Oh, yeah. Go and watch it.
And thank you, everyone, for the positive responses, yes. Which is nice. But we got a lot of comments that are like, when can we see the full film?
Right. Yeah.
And unfortunately, we can't show you.
No, you could get disqualified from a lot of film festivals if you premiere it online before. Not all of them. Most of them, like, you can have it online hosted somewhere, but we just want to cover our bases and not get disqualified because this is our first time doing it.
Who if we knows? Got disqualified, I mean, we worked our dicks off on this thing. I'd be so mad. So, yeah, you know, we have to wait
but
a year.
But it's all, like, a learning process, you know? I'm already excited to do the next one. Even though it was very tiring and exhausting, I think we know what to not do next time.
Not do it by ourselves.
Right.
So
have a team to help us.
Right. But yeah, so fun. What's it like? We can't show for a year, I think.
I think until, I don't after know, I have the, to look the at festivals. The rules of all of them. Like, I think if we get into certain ones, I honestly have no idea.
Well, what I didn't know is
them and some of them were like cannot be premiered online before.
I thought we were submitting the short film for this year. I didn't know.
No, they're all for festivals next
for
year.
For 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So until those film festivals, I'm assuming we probably can't show up, but who knows? Anyways, but that's all of our updates on the film.
That's that.
What else? Let's see. Kobe is a spoiled little brat. I like that when we bring him to the bars with us, he makes me feel like we're bad parents because people are like, oh, and bring him water and he's chugging all this water and like he doesn't drink any water at home. He has plenty of water, but it's like we're not giving him enough sustenance at home. And I'm like, I swear we're not like
and
neglecting
it's not like
him.
The walk to the bar is far. It's like a 6-minute walk from our house to, and it's not even hot out. And he gets there and it's like, this kid hasn't seen water as if his bowl at home isn't fucking full all the way, whatever.
Oh,
I think
God.
He does it because he's like, I'm in
I don't
a new place.
Like, I don't like that you really put in my mind. I can't stop thinking about it. Like we're sitting there having a beer and we look down and Kobe's just full on laying in just the dirt and shit on the floor. And Alex goes, and then he sleeps in our bed.
People love to like talk about, you know, I'm a germaphobe, I love a clean house, blah, blah, blah. Because every time I always think about the time that we posted that one skit about
when I put the suitcase on the
putting bed. Putting the suitcase on the bed, and people were like, that's gross, blah, blah, blah. Mind. Or like wearing your shoes in the house, gross. All these things are gross. Your dog getting in your bed, you know, they lick their butthole, they lick your face. They're just like walking around outside, walking in your house. If you have a pet, like all these things, sure, they're gross. But like, how else are you going to build your immune system? Like, get over it, germaphobes. Like, you gotta get in the dirt and be around some nastiness sometimes.
Rub your face in the dirt.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's just how I justify it when I realized I was like, Kobe's laying on all these grounds. I mean,
it is pretty fucking gross.
And then he's like in our house and like we're cuddling with him and he jumps on our bed. And that's really gross.
He kind of got to a point now where he's just like jumping up by himself. He used to wait for us to allow him on. Now he's like a little too comfortable.
That's us. So like we used to be better about being like, stay in your bed, Kobe. Like we don't want you to like get our bed dirty. And then it's just like, he looks so sad down there by himself.
Whatever, he's spoiled.
He is spoiled.
Anyways, I think that's all the updates. We should probably get into the questions.
I don't know. I feel like my update is I have just been off the train when it's just come to like gym, diet. We've been traveling so much. I'm like, all I'm thinking about is pizza right now. We had pizza last night. It was so good. Actually, it was just okay.
It wasn't that good.
You know what? We didn't get pizza when we were in New York. That was a fail.
It's just all, I know, but it's all like bread and cheese. I'm like, fuck.
But I love bread and cheese.
I know. Yeah, the Italian out here is not the best, but I don't even want Italian food since we grew up on it. I'm like,
we're just like getting into the fall season, so it's like time to hibernate.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, I bought some pumpkin beer for you.
No, I just opened the fridge before I saw. Thank you. It was Oktoberfest. It's not pumpkin beer, but thank you.
I knew. Well, no, I didn't. You were like, does she like it? And I'm like, yeah.
I love Oktoberfest.
But you like Blue Moon pumpkin beer, right?
No, that's like an orange. Blue Moon is an orange.
No, but they have like a pumpkin one or like an October
one. Do they? I don't know. But no, there's like Pumpkin, which is a pumpkin beer.
I know that one.
So good. I love pumpkin beer.
Isn't Oktoberfest pumpkin beer from Samuel Adams?
No, it's like their fall brew, but it's Oktoberfest. It's not pumpkin.
This is why I don't do anything nice. Of course, I don't fucking get the right thing.
I still appreciate the gesture.
I'll fucking drink it.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I like Oktoberfest. Anyway, should we jump to the questions? Okay, first question.
Shouldn't buy each other anything. Honestly, I think we're just so bad at buying each other stuff.
Speak for yourself.
No.
What am I bad at buying you?
I just like, don't buy me clothes because nothing you get me ever fits me. Or like those, you got me like basketball shoes one Christmas. Like, have you ever seen me ball before?
Ball?
This is how I throw a basketball. That's how I throw it. You're not even supposed to throw it like that. You're supposed to like,
John,
off your backhand.
Basketball players have skinny legs.
Cool.
So
they're also 6'5" and taller.
Listen, I think it's a thought that counts. Like, but yeah, I definitely go out of my way to not buy you things more than I did in the past. Like if I'm like shopping around, I'm like, ooh, this would be cute for John. And then I choose to not get it because I'm like, it won't fit him or he won't like it for some stupid reason.
Like Alex got us Odessa tickets.
You love them.
I do.
The amount of times
I do,
John,
but we're flying out the next
the
fucking day.
The amount of
day.
Times that you were like, I would love to see them.
So we have to.
And you were so happy when you got.
I'm not
gonna
open
tickets.
Up a gift and be like, ugh.
What gonna, gift would you actually like? Tell me.
Just write me a check. I'm kidding. I think going and doing stuff. And right, Odessa is one of them. But now that we have Odessa and Palm Springs, we have to drive 2 hours out to.
Oh
my God.
And
then we're flying the next day. It's like,
any
it's a lot.
Like activity for you, you don't want to do it. And then when you do it, you're like, wow. That
I think
was
I
want to
do it on my own accord, you know? Like I'm one of those, I'm like my mom.
Dude,
like if it's my
thought
idea.
Of getting those tickets, yeah, you would be like, oh my God, Alex, isn't the men.
Like the reason I'm
life.
So pumped to go on a cruise is because it's my idea.
I'm just like so over you. And then you're the type of person too who'd be like, Alex, don't get me anything. Because you complain about everything that I get you.
What other thing I got you? Let's talk about the thing I got you. I got you.
I've never complained. I've never
What
complained.
Did I get you? And you haven't even used it yet. What is it?
I don't know.
The fucking garden thing.
Because I want a real garden outside.
Alex, that garden, you can do all your vegetables, whatever you want, and it waters it for you. You don't have to even do anything but plant the goddamn seeds.
Yeah, but we were moving. I'm happy to use that, but no. We were moving.
I bought you something else, but I don't remember what it was, so.
I bought you a recorder, and you haven't used
it. Yes, that. Just so everyone knows, Alex bought me a fucking recorder. The recorder that you used in elementary
hot
school.
Hot cross buns. Hot cross
What am I going to do with that?
You were going to, like, be a snake charmer.
Okay. Let's move on to the questions. Let's go.
John, all that I'm saying is, like, I'm not complaining about the things that you get me. I appreciate the gesture, but, like, God forbid, it's, like, something that's a little bit off by hair. You're like, this is why I don't do nice things for you, Alex. Like, okay.
I've never said that.
You just said that. Roll the tape. You just said it. You're like, and this is why I don't.
No, I say we should do, like, things. Like, go on trips.
Right, and go to things, which is me getting you tickets to go see Odessa.
I mean, I do want to see them. I just don't feel like driving to Palm Springs.
So you're just lazy.
Maybe.
I'll drive us.
No, you won't. You're a terrible driver. We already talked about it last literally. Time. You hit a parked car.
Okay. And you hit every fucking curb and almost let me go into traffic holding an ice cream cone. And this episode is sponsored by DraftKings. Step into the ultimate action-packed world at DraftKings Casino. Right now, new customers can get a deposit match up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit $5 or more. Download the DraftKings Casino app now. Sign up with promo code GIVEIT, and new customers get a deposit match up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit $5 or more. Only on DraftKings Casino with promo code GIVEIT. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. Please play responsibly. In partnership with Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in West Virginia. All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. 21+. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. One per opted-in new customer. Minimum $5 deposit, maximum $100 in casino credits, which require one times playthrough within 7 days. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/players choice. Restrictions apply.
All right, let's go. Questions.
Okay. I was recently laid off due to my company downsizing and have mixed emotions about being unemployed for the first time in my life. I feel like I've applied to so many places and 2 interviews the other day went great. Being stuck waiting on responses is nerve-wracking. Any advice on how to handle the stress?
Stress of waiting for a job?
Yeah, like being unemployed and like just waiting to know if you got the job.
You're just going to have to keep yourself busy so you're not sitting there just waiting for something, or be proactive and just keep applying to more.
As hard as it is, this is a season of your life. So like enjoy some downtime maybe during this time, get a hobby. Like it's all going to work out for you. Just keep applying though. But as long as you're putting yourself out there, following up, like know that it's going to work out.
That's true. You have all the time in the world to just fucking work.
That's also very easy for us to say. Like if you don't have savings and you're strapped, it's very different, you know? Sure. So it depends like where you are financially. If you are okay to float for the next few weeks or whatever, don't stress about it. But, you know.
You can also pick up some bullshit like under the table work. I feel like somebody always needs help doing something. If you're free and you want to make some side money, I don't think it's would be too hard to find someone.
But you're also like doing what you're supposed to be doing. Apply for jobs and just know right. That like the fact that like you're putting yourself out there, you're applying, it will work out for you. Best of luck. Next question. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 8 years since I was 15 and he was 18. We bought a house last year and he recently took out a loan for what he told me was home improvements. It turns out he used it all for gambling. And then he told me he racked up an $80,000 debt. I've told him I forgive him for lying, but it's very hard for me to trust him again. He still continues to joke about gambling and I just don't know what to do or to feel. What would you do?
This guy doubled down. Not only did he fuck you over, he's making a joke out of it. He's making light of it. That's wild. So now you both are in debt and he's put you in a terrible position. These people have no fucking common sense.
Is it your money? Like, I mean, I'm not saying that this is a bad thing, but
didn't she say it's her money?
He took out a loan for what he told me was home improvements.
Well, they're just dating.
No, I'm just saying like,
Oh, I thought it was her money.
Me and my boyfriend have been together 8 years since they were in their teens. We bought a house. He took out a loan. He told her it was for home improvements. He used it all for gambling. So it wasn't her money.
But they could be, listen, if they're separate with finance and everything, I mean, luckily it doesn't involve you technically.
No, but I'm saying to use this as a lesson to be like, thank God it wasn't your money, but like, for future purposes, if you're going to be with this person, can you trust him with your finances as well? Because if that was you, that would impact your credit, your ability to do things now down the road. Like, this isn't just like, oh my God, $80,000. Like, $80,000 is a lot of money to fucking put all towards gambling. And then
you're missing one point. You also don't know if they're not completely separated with finances, because are they both on the fucking house?
Well, if it's his loan, though, not in her name.
Right.
It's $80,000 no. He's going to owe.
That's not what I'm saying, though. But they're still intertwined. Like, right. If you both are strapped and it just between the two of you, you're able to. I'm just thinking outside the box. Like, if you rely on his income to help with paying the mortgage, and him taking out that fucking loan really puts a dent in him and his finances, then that straps you, which in the long run could affect you if you're on the mortgage, which can affect your credit if you have to, you can't make a payment. You know what I'm saying? So like, that's what I said is, if everything's separate, that's one thing. But if you have anything kind of together, that's a problem.
I don't know. This is something that you guys are going to have to, again, I know that everyone jokes that we're like, just bring up with your boyfriend. I just think that this is a big red flag that you're going to have to work through, whether he gets help for gambling or seeks advice on how to work through his financial problems. Like, this can cause a huge issue down the road. So I wouldn't just like,
maybe he makes good money, and if he's making a joke out of it, maybe he's like, fuck it, it's 80 grand, I could pay this off. Like, I don't know. We don't know.
Do you have the money to, it's a loan. So
are you deflecting
not.
Because you like, no, you're fucked. I don't know how we don't know his financial situation.
So what would you do?
I mean, the first thing is damage control. See what's up. If you guys are both on the mortgage, like, that could be a problem. And just see financially where you guys stand, you know, make a plan. It's really on him, right? It is on him. And let me back up. If everything is separated, it's not your problem. It's his.
I mean,
if you have something intertwined together financially, then it is your problem too. Then you guys need to come up with a plan. I mean, he has a problem himself, but my first priority is like, am I about to be fucked here?
Right. But when you're dating this person, it's a problem in your relationship, because like, you're likely going to combine your finances or have a joint
not necessarily
expenses right down the road. What are you going to do? Not
no,
fail?
No. That's down the road. Damage control right now is your financial situation. The relationship is second. That's how I think. Cause I'm like, am I fucked here also?
Yeah, like, make sure that your finances are in order and then worry about your relationship and being like, is this an actual problem? What can we do to fix it? If you're not willing to change,
right,
cross that bridge when you get there. Next question. Sometimes I just want to be alone or just with my husband after a long week or day of work. My husband thinks I don't have enough friends and tries to encourage my friends' wives and or girlfriends to hang out and ask them what they think of me, why we don't make plans, etc. He doesn't understand that they just aren't my people. Am I the asshole for choosing me, my time, over constantly hanging out with someone and being annoyed that he's trying to make friends for me?
No, I mean, you have your own life to live. I get where he's coming from with, I'm sure he wants to have that camaraderie of like those couple friends. Like, if he has his friends and he wants you to be friends with their wives so you can all do stuff together.
Right.
I mean, I think there's a little give and take there. I think be a little more open to it, because like, those are his friends. But he also needs to be aware of like, you wanting to have your own space and do your own thing. Because I think one's going to be always more extroverted than the other.
Right.
Too.
But I think like, if you have expressed to him like, I have no friends, like maybe that's where he's trying to fill in and like help. Cause like, I've done that too with you, where I'm like, oh my God, but like my friend's husband or my friend's boyfriend. And you're like, okay, but I don't want to hang out with them. You do that all the time. And so I just think like, it's not coming from a bad place, like, but you have to express to him that you don't want him to overstep and like do those things.
Right.
Cause I've had to learn like that.
Well, the hard I mean, you can't force a fucking relationship. No. And not everyone's going to be friends with other people. I don't know.
I think friendships just have to happen naturally. Yeah. You know?
I agree.
Okay. Next question. I currently run two businesses. One is a little more seasonal, but the other is year-round with various busy seasons. My husband recently started working with me as his full-time job so that he can handle more of the load when I'm busy with my seasonal business. Now we are together all the time, which we both love. However, we feel as though we are constantly together but never spending any quality time together. The evening is full of our children's activities, our hobbies, and volunteer duties. Any advice to help us feel like we're getting more quality time even though we are already constantly together? Wow, the perfect people to ask us, although we don't have kids, so
yeah. But there's such like I think we lose sight of that. We're like, well, we are together all the time, mm-hmm. and we go and meet our friends out and do stuff with them, but we don't normally do stuff just the two of us.
We always have to remind ourselves to take intentional me time for each other, because otherwise it's like we get annoyed with each other, or just like not necessarily annoyed, but yes, annoyed, like just from spending so much time with one another during work that it's just always time spent for work and never intentional time spent like on a vacation or outside of other people and friends. And so I think it's just making sure that you guys have that scheduled time and being intentional about planning something for the week ahead or whatever.
It's also hard to juggle like time, like intentional time between the two of us, and also like having our own me time too.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, I think we both need that to like disengage a little bit.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I need that first, like say in our day, we're working, then I would like to have like disengage me time and then come back together,
right,
kind of thing. I would try to structure it that way too, because I think it would just blend too much if you're like, oh, we're doing all this, and then right when we're done working, then we jump into like just the two of us doing something. I mean, at least for me, that's how it works.
Right. Well, it's also hard to turn your brain off. Like as much as when you're working with one another, you think that you could just leave work at home, you can't. Like you bring it out to, you know, your date night when you're at dinner. Like you could set boundaries and be like, well, we're not going to talk about work right now, but it is really challenging. But I would say, again, just making sure that you're going out of your way to schedule something, like put it on the calendar and be like, or even if it's just dinner and say like no conversation about work, no phones, whatever right. that looks like. But it is tough, but then you get into a groove and you know.
Yeah, consistency is key. Just keep doing it. And just a reminder, this week's podcast is sponsored by DraftKings. Don't forget to step into the ultimate action-packed world at DraftKings Casino. Play all-time favorites like blackjack, roulette, and slots. All you have to do is sign up, select the offer, make your deposit, and start playing for a full suite of games. Play online, on your time, in your space, and within your means. Calling all new customers, dive in with a deposit match up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit $5 or more. Just download the DraftKings Casino app now and sign up using promo code GIVEIT. It's your ticket to the $100 deposit match. Download the DraftKings Casino app now. Sign up with promo code GIVEIT, and new customers get a deposit match up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit $5 or more. Only on DraftKings Casino with promo code GIVEIT. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. Please play responsibly. In partnership with Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in West Virginia. All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. In Connecticut, help is available. For problems gambling, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. One per opted-in new customer, minimum $5 deposit, maximum match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/players choice. Restrictions apply.
Next question. I'm living abroad for my partner's job. He has an avoidant attachment style, and I have an anxious attachment style, both from previous trauma. I'm deciding whether or not to stay longer and want him to tell me that he really wants me to stay and is committed to me. He's scared of putting pressure on me and just wants me to do what's best for me and doesn't want the responsibility if the relationship doesn't work out. I feel like I have too much responsibility for a decision that affects our relationship, and I'm scared of staying with someone who has such a fear of commitment. But I don't want to break up, and it's hard because his doubts hurt me. I've learned a lot about his attachment style and trauma, so I also understand. What should I do?
What was the first part of this? They live together, or he lives somewhere away from her?
She's living abroad for her partner's job.
So they live together abroad.
Yes. And she's deciding whether to stay, if she should stay longer. Basically, neither of them, like, she wants him to say that he wants her to stay. But he's like, I don't want to.
Let's look at if you don't say anything. So if you don't. Let's just play this out. If you don't say anything, then you are going to be alone and back where the fuck you came from. So what you want, what you're telling us what you want is for him to say this. But you already said this guy has something with avoiding something, whatever. So he's fucking not going to. So you know what you have to do. Fucking say something. What's the worst that could happen? He says no.
I think that this is just one of those cases of like, I'm too afraid to bring it up. Like, because of your previous like past about probably other conversations that you've had with partners. I don't fucking know. Communicate. You have to. If you cannot learn how to communicate, you are doomed for failure. Again, that's very black and white. But like, you just have to learn. You can't be afraid of what your partner's gonna think or what they're gonna say. You have to be able to be honest with them.
I mean, who else are you gonna communicate with? You're in a different fucking country. Right. Do you know other people? Is this the sole person you know, but you're scared to have this fucking conversation?
Like, what
I'm
else?
I'm not talking shit about this person. I'm just saying, like,
you have to get over the fear, like, of having a hard conversation.
Right. When you write this question to us, just read it out loud to yourself once and be like, oh, I know what I have to do. Well, I have to have the conversation.
Maybe that works for some people, but some people just need to hear it from strangers on a podcast. I mean,
hey, you miss all the shots you don't shoot.
I don't think that.
Baller.
Okay.
Baller.
And that's why I bought you those high tops ones. It's because
if they give me like 5 extra sport. Inches,
you know that you could put like inserts into your shoes.
Dr. Soles. Scholes?
No, like lift inserts.
I hear Goo laughing. I'm assuming I said that wrong. Schultz. Dr. Schultz.
But I think Schultz. Wow, we're really butchering all the names today. I don't know.
We both agree. We're both on the same page that you need to say something to this person. You literally, like, if you don't say something to him now, you're never going to have the chance. If you're going to leave.
And you're both doing this dance about like not stepping over the other person's boundaries because of your past traumas and avoidance styles and attachment styles. Like, get over it. If you want to like move forward together, you guys have to be able to be on the same page and have hard conversations.
Like somebody sent me a message, by the way, it kind of correlates to this, Al. They were like, we said something about like, don't bring past like baggage into a new relationship. And she wanted me to elaborate on that, like past, you know, stuff that happened to them, which makes them not want to like be trustworthy in a new relationship, whatever. And it kind of goes with this when they're talking about past traumas of what was her thing and his thing, avoidance,
like just attachment style.
It's just like you have to go into a relationship clean slate. You can't have like, I mean, yeah, you're gonna have your guard up a little bit, but if you're already going into it with some sort of issues, I feel like it's going to reduce the chance of success in a relationship, you know?
Well, I think you also, it's easy to assume that something that happened in your past relationship is going to be carried over, or like that all people are the same, but they're not. Like everyone all has past issues and they're all, everyone's different. I don't know.
Whatever. I just think it kind of sets it up for failure if you have all these like contingencies or worries before jumping into something. Because then that makes me feel like maybe you're not ready for a relationship yet if you have those concerns. Like maybe you need to just work on yourself first to make you feel more confident and overcome those issues before moving on to... Because that's not fair to the person either, the new person. And that's my 2 cents.
Good job, Love Dr. John.
Love Dr. John.
And John the Baller.
Baller.
Now featured.
Shot caller.
On ESPN.
Something, something.
Next question. My husband and I have been married for 4 years. We have 5 children and 1 between the two of us. For a gift, I got him an ancestry DNA kit. And when we did it, we found out a huge family secret. My grandfather cheated on my grandmother.
Someone's getting burned. Fuck the test. Someone is always going to get burned in the lineage. And you know what? Somebody that's not even involved with this gift. Poor grandpa.
Just wait. Also, we have to take one.
Nope.
What if?
What if what?
What if we're cousins?
I know. Who knows? Everyone thinks we are. Well, they think we're brother sister. At least we know we're not brother sister.
I don't know. Maybe
we could be cousins.
Who knows? We could. Maybe what our parents are lying to us. All right. Let me finish this question. Let me read it again because I feel like now I was disturbed by you. My husband and I have been married for 4 years. We have 5 children and 1 between the two of us. For a gift, I got him an ancestry DNA kit. And when we did it, we found out a huge family secret. My grandfather cheated on my grandmother with my husband's grandmother and found out my husband's mother is my grandfather's child. I feel like I need a diagram because I'm so confused. Wait,
so okay. Everyone's related.
Grandfather, her grandpa cheated on her grandma with her husband's with her husband's grandma.
It doesn't matter. They're all having sex with each other.
So she found out
internal
that her
family thing.
Husband's mom is her grandfather's child.
Her husband's mom.
Because of the cheating. Yes. Wow. So they got pregnant. Oh, not only was he cheating, but okay. Well, that's, I guess, how you found out. Okay. So she is my father's half sister and my half aunt, which means my husband is actually my cousin. We thought this can't be. We spoke to my grandfather and he admitted that it was all true. We both got so weirded out, but what are we supposed to do? We are in love and we have a family. Should we bury this secret deep down? Should we let the family know? What if people judge us for being together? I mean, I don't really care, but it would definitely change our family dynamic.
I mean, you didn't fucking know. It's not on you.
It's like that documentary of the doctor who was like using his own sperm to impregnate all the women at his IVF clinic, and then all these people in the area were actually related and they didn't know, and like siblings, half siblings, were getting married and having babies because they didn't know. They thought that they were from their dad's seed, but really it was all from this doctor. Not that your grandpa was doing that, but basically, and your grandpa is a fucking idiot because he's the one who caused this mess.
He did cause all of the problems now.
Yeah, this is your grandpa's fault. Felt bad for grandpa,
right?
And it's grandpa's fault.
I don't know if I blame grandpa or I blame ancestry.com,
or you can blame your husband's grandma because she be a hoe. Grandma and grandpa from both your sides doing
look at it for face value. You don't know, maybe they're just a big orgy family. You don't know. Maybe they're all enjoying each other's company.
Okay, like, listen, it could be worse. He could have been your sibling. At least he's just your cousin.
Oof. That could have gotten worse.
That's what I mean. Like, he could have been your half sibling. At least, like, you're just cousins.
I know everyone says all we do is cheating questions. Does this count as a cheating question or more of like a dilemma of?
I mean, again, to be fair, you guys didn't know. What's done is done. You have a baby together. You love each other. Like, what would you do if we found out that we were cousins?
I would make a story. I'd make a public announcement and be like, guys, everything you said was right.
Was true.
We are related.
But the thing is, though, like, we don't have kids. So, like, if we decided that we were like, this is too weird, like, that would be more acceptable.
Would you leave me?
We already fucked. So it's like, what? What else would, you know, be different? It's too late.
And we're married. What if we were just back in our dating And but we were like madly in love, but we were just dating. And then we found out what it would be like.
If we were dating, I just feel like I don't know that I would be able to move past it. Now that we're married.
We're too committed now.
I think I would just have to like bury it. But also what I found out too, in some cultures.
First cousins? Would you and I be first cousins?
I guess not, because you're not from like our parents.
If we're already married, second cousins, I could probably look past it. But I know first cousins, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, no, I don't know. But again, if so we were married.
So we would divorce each other right now if we found out we were first cousins.
But if we were married and we had a kid and we had a family, I think I would just have to bury it and pretend like no one and be like, oh, wow. Well.
We'd have an open relationship.
Also, I will say that like in cultures, I don't know how often it happens today. Like it was normal for cousins to get married, like keeping it in the family. Game of Thrones. Like it was something that people traditionally did back then. And so
no comment.
You didn't do it by choice. You just didn't know.
Next question.
I would like your opinion on the matter of expectations in a relationship. When do you draw the line of, am I asking for too much or I definitely deserve better? I've been dating a wonderful man for 6 months and I'm so in love. But the thing is that I'm a giver. Sometimes I give way too much and I do a lot of love gestures for him, like buying his favorite dessert, making him letters, or leaving notes around his apartment. These are just cute things and I do them out of love, but I would be lying if I said I don't want something in return. When he doesn't do as many things as I do, I feel bad and maybe he's not the person for me and maybe someone out there will do those things I do. What do you guys think?
Maybe the guy would do it in the beginning, but...
Speaking of our gift-giving languages, I think you need to... Read cool. Love languages.
Well, guess what? I was actually talking first. So I feel like they might do it in the beginning, but I think it would definitely fizzle out later after the honeymoon phase.
Wow, John. Great advice. I think
What I'm getting with that is saying like, sure, somebody might do it in the beginning, but like, is it going to be as much as you're doing all the
right,
time?
I fucking doubt it. Everyone has a different way of being loved and giving love and receiving love. And so that's why I was saying like, dive into the love languages book. Like what is his way that he likes to give love and how does he like to receive love? Like maybe that's how you like it and appreciate it. And like, but maybe he doesn't know that or wants to like, there's gotta be some compromise there.
He needs to accommodate to what you want.
Cause if it's not natural to him, like he's not just going to naturally be like, spoiling you with things either.
What she's doing is like, we're gonna have a housewarming party and everyone that's invited better say thank you at the end of the night and tell me how good of a party it was because I worked so hard on the party. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't have a party to have people shower you with like gifts and compliments. Like you're doing it just to, because you want to have a good time. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you need like the reassurance or the recognition
okay,
at the end?
Okay, I get now what you're saying. What is your intention behind doing something? Because that was the worst analogy I've ever heard. I'm like, this is how? But I get it.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, like what your intention of doing something. Like you can't give someone something with the intention that they're going to give it back or like, or not the intention, but like with the expectation that they're gonna reciprocate, you have to do it out of the goodness of your heart because that's what you wanna do to give them. You know, you can't expect anything from other people. So it's about the intention behind it. I get what you're
saying. Thank you for breaking it down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why you're my partner.
Because we make a great team.
That's right.
I just think that you do need to be loved in the way that you feel loved. But you guys have to figure out what that looks like for each other. Because even though you think that you might be doing these grand gestures or these little gestures for him, maybe he actually doesn't even care. You know, like maybe it's not tickling his pickle in the way that you think that it would because that's not his love language. And so
I'm telling you right now, as a fucking guy too, like I can't read your mind. Tell me what you want. Like if you're just assuming he's going to pick up on it, I fucking doubt it. So just say something.
But it's also one of those things that like, you know.
This is like, be self-aware. No, this is where we got a bunch of flack on an older episode where I was like, Alex, I can't read your mind. Like, tell me what you want. Like, as far as around the house or whatever.
Remember? Because it's a mental load thing. But being loved, I don't think is as much as of a mental load. But yeah, like... You're not a mind reader, but at the same time, like I also don't want to teach you things that you should know.
No, but like being self-aware is one thing, obviously. Like right. If I see you constantly giving, like I should be self-aware enough to be like, I need to reciprocate that. But like specifics, I don't know necessarily. Like, I think maybe just give a little guidance in the direction of what you want. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Mental load, like, whatever. Just, like, fucking say it. Is it that big of a deal? Because then you can move on from that, and then you both are aligned. Like, communicating doesn't need to be so complicated.
But, okay, mental load when it comes to, like, doing things around the house is different than, like, how you need to be loved. Again, like, people aren't just going to assume.
It's still expressing something that you need, though.
Just communicate.
I really want to fight this mental load thing, but I'm not going
to. Why? Because you don't believe that, like, the mental load is a thing?
Explain it to me real quick.
So, like, if I'm doing things around the house and you're saying, Alex, how can I help? What can I do for you? Without looking at the house, like, you're an equal contributor to what needs to be done. That's, like, a mental load on me that I even have to decide what can you do to help me. Like, it's decision fatigue. Like, I shouldn't have to go out of my way to think, like, okay, what can John do? Like, making a grocery list. Like, you also eat food at our house. You know what we need, you know? So it's, like, why should one person in a relationship carry the mental load when you're both contributing to the things that need to be done? Does that make sense?
Yes. I think there's things that are overlooked, though. Like, you look at cleaning, for example, basic cleaning, vacuuming, dishwasher, laundry, whatever. Those basic things, no problem. I got it. I see it. I'm aware of it. Things I don't think of, dusting or like organizing the glasses in a certain fucking way. I don't know. Like little things like that. I would never think in a million years to do those things. And those are things, I'm giving examples. This is nothing we've ever even talked about.
I was going to say, I've never.
No. I know. But you know what I'm saying? Like those kind of things, if for a partner to get mad at, it's like,
well, of some course, things
I would never think of.
But I think like those little things are where like you do have to communicate and over communicate and then like compromise, like what makes sense. Like there's always going to be growing pains in a relationship,
right?
Transition periods, like seasons of your relationship. But like that's why you have to communicate, because if you are carrying the mental load, what does that look like? Is it justified? Is it not? You know what I mean? Like, it's just all a balance. That's good. Life.
I'm glad you broke that down. Because I was like, before I battle this, I need to know exactly what it means.
But I get what you mean about like, okay, but then the nitty gritty of like folding something a certain way. It's like, okay, like, I don't know.
Right.
Okay. Next question. Last Thanksgiving, my now ex-boyfriend came to my parents' house to celebrate the holiday. He arrived in the morning on Thanksgiving Day, and while we were chatting with my parents, my dad was randomly talking about how he knew he wanted to marry my mom. My dad then made a racist comment in front of my Mexican boyfriend. He said a statement that was inappropriate, and then she said, my mom, sister, and myself were all shocked and upset that he said that, and my ex was surprised, and I could tell he was so uncomfortable. My dad and mom immediately apologized to my ex for the comment, but my ex did not accept the apology. My ex said that for my dad to have said that word, then it must have been in his vocabulary and was upset by the situation. In my family and I's opinion, and in defense of my dad immediately apologized, plus my dad's comment had nothing to do with my ex or his family because it was related to my mom. My ex believes we were gaslighting him because we were saying that since the comment was about my mom, then he shouldn't be offended by it. After a month, my ex still wouldn't accept my dad's apology, and it seemed like he didn't want to move forward with my dad, so we broke up. We had other relationship issues, but I felt like if my parents and my boyfriend didn't like each other, then our relationship wouldn't work. We've been talking again on and off since the breakup, and he still doesn't accept my dad's apology. Am I the asshole for saying he shouldn't be upset just because the comment wasn't directed at him?
Yeah, I would say you're kind of in the wrong. I mean,
I just don't think that there's really it's
not on you. You're not going to be able to change his mind, and he has the right to be upset, you know? And I personally think that to have a strain in a relationship when it's between your significant other and your parents, like that makes it tough to actually have a strong relationship with that person anyway. So you're going to be fighting an uphill battle from there.
Your boyfriend is justified in feeling the way that he can feel. Honestly, I think if he doesn't want to be in the relationship, if he feels some type of way, like, I get it. You know, I also would feel uncomfortable feeling like someone said something derogatory about like me and something that I can't change about who I am No. Like, I would have issues if I was him. I get, like, you feeling like you want to defend your family because it wasn't, like, meant to be a negative way, but, like, I don't know. I just think that, like,
that's a dangerous.
I wouldn't, I don't know. I would, if this was my family, I wouldn't be able to, I couldn't defend them at all. You know, I'd be like, that was inappropriate. Like, your parents tried to apologize. And I think that that's great that they owned up to their mistakes. But now, like, leave it at that. The second that you put a but and say, but it wasn't, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Take your licks. Like, exactly. Take your licks and move on.
Right. Like, you cannot come back from that. Like, own up to what you did, be self-aware, sit in that apology, sit in that awkwardness. But the second that you try to make excuses as to why they shouldn't, he shouldn't feel upset, or as to why he should feel some type of way, or why he should forgive your dad, no. So
I think your boyfriend, like what you wrote in there, brought up a good point. Like, the fact that he has that in his vocabulary, like, we're not going to say the statement that was made, but, like, it's pretty derogatory. And, like, to make that statement in the way he made that statement is pretty aggressive.
And it wasn't you who said it. It's unfortunate that this has now caused a rift. Obviously, you guys aren't together anymore, but I don't think that you can accept, or I don't think that you can expect your boyfriend or ex-boyfriend to come around, you know, with a statement that was made. So I don't think that you're an asshole, but I do think that you're an asshole for trying to justify something that you can't go back and justify.
Listen, it just comes down to, like, anyone saying anything fucked up about someone else's culture or religion or race or whatever, like, there's no fucking space for that. Like, just mind your goddamn business. Shut the fuck up. Don't talk about other people like that.
And you can't expect them to not be offended and upset, right, when, like, that statement is made, because you can't just retract that.
So, yeah, you're done with that person.
I wouldn't say that you're done with that person. I would say that you have to give your boyfriend time to forgive you. You can't expect him.
Ex-boyfriend.
Time to come around if he wants to. You can't then hold negative feelings towards him for feeling the way that he feels. He's justified in his feelings.
Leave the fucking guy alone. What's done is done. Like I said, lick your wounds, move on, because, like, just leave the guy alone.
If he wants to be left alone. But if he forgives her, he could do that if he wants.
Well,
next question.
I'm saying no. You could say whatever. I'm saying, like, close this door and move on.
Like, she can't do anything about it. But, like, if he, did he say that he's like, peace out? Listen, he's obviously talking to her.
Well, he needs to write in.
Okay. Maybe he will. Okay. Next question. This is a good one. I got to also give a shout out to Goo. He's been pulling our questions and he's doing amazing.
We give him enough words of affirmation.
Okay. Well, this is a good one. Okay. Next question. John, and that's your love language. How fucking dare you? Yeah, John, we just constantly give shit talker.
We constantly give Goo words of affirmation just so he doesn't quit, because, like, I don't want to edit any of this.
My God. Next question. I fucked up and I know I'm the asshole here. I made a very small oversight and now have a fairly large problem on my hands. So my father-in-law passed away. John, I need you 100% paying attention here. You're looking around.
I am.
Take your shirt off if you're hot. How the are people you
not,
will love it.
How are you not hot right now wearing a fucking sweatshirt? Like,
I don't know. What did you
These
eat?
Goddamn
Do you have the
lights.
Meat sweats? They're LEDs.
Or gosh darn.
They don't
gosh
heat.
Darn. So sorry, I don't get
oh,
fucking
now is
into.
Why. Now is when you don't want to curse.
These gosh darn headlights. Whatever lights are. They're so warm.
Oh my God. Get there. Land this plane.
All right. Me and my dad. Whatever. Keep going.
You don't even know. You weren't even listening. Pay attention.
I need a haircut.
Do you need the fan? Well, we can't because we'll fuck up the audio. Just get situated.
Go.
Get situated. I fucked up and I know I'm the asshole here. I made a very small oversight and now have a fairly large problem on my hands. So my father-in-law passed away years ago, and to put it bluntly, he was a terrible human being. He serial cheated on my mother-in-law, abused prescription drugs, was emotionally and physically abusive to my wife and her family, and was generally not a pleasant person to be around. He took his own life during a manic episode involving drugs, which threw their entire family into turmoil. He is the sole reason why my entire family health insurance deductible goes towards my wife's mental health care each year. My wife and in-laws may disagree with me, but our lives are much better off with him being gone. So my wife and I completed a remodel of our house earlier this year. As we progressed with the remodel, our basement became the holding space for all the stuff we wanted to get rid of. When we finished the rest of the house, we hired a crew to remove the junk and gut the basement before we remodeled it. My wife knew this and knew that at some point the basement was going to be gutted. Unbeknownst to me, my wife had put my late father-in-law's cremated ashes in the basement. Because I was not aware of this, his ashes were thrown in the dumpster with all the other junk we had down there.
Sounds about right.
This was brought to my attention because nearly a decade after his death, my mother-in-law decided to purchase a grave marker and now wants to bury my father-in-law's ashes in a family cemetery plot. My wife told me this and asked where her dad's ashes were placed after we gutted and remodeled the basement. And in that moment, I discovered that I had fucked up by not looking in the basement for anything important before telling the demolition crew to chuck it all in the dumpster. Now that my mother-in-law has randomly decided to create a grave, my wife is ready to get his ashes buried. At that moment, I didn't have the heart to tell her what I realized. So I told her that they were most likely in our storage unit across town with all the other stuff we didn't want damaged during the remodel. So the way I see it, I have three options and they all suck. Option one, come clean and brace for impact. There's a chance she will accept that she was the one who put the ashes there without telling me, but it's not likely. Option two, stage a fake break-in at the storage unit and tell her that the box's ashes were in was one of the things stolen. I'm talking about me and a few friends dressed in all black, go after dark in a rental van with no license plates, ransack the place, and make some things disappear. 90% of the stuff in that storage unit is stuff of mine that my wife doesn't want at the house anyways, so it's not likely she will be pursuing it. Option three, buy a duplicate urn, fill it with a blend of concrete mix and campfire ashes, let my in-laws bury it in the plot and keep that secret until death. I'm really leaning towards option three at this point. What are y'all's thoughts?
I was going to cut your question off and say that.
Just to option get three. Fake ashes?
Option two would be awesome though. If you got some ride or die friends, that'd be cool.
My question is, like, why can't it have just been lost in the move? Like, you have a renovation going on. Who's to say that, like, someone just didn't accidentally throw it out? You both are looking for it. You didn't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but just lie, and for her mental health. White lie. It's a great white
lie.
No,
but that's my point. It's like, he knows that these ashes are gone, but, like, they actually were lost. And like, if they were that important to her, why would she have them in the basement anyway?
I'm going to look at more at this guy's, for his mental health, be like, are you able to keep this buried for the rest of your life, you know?
I couldn't even keep that I hit the tire rim into a curb.
No, but seriously, like, I think you finding some bullshit ashes to put in there, because they won't know the difference. This guy was a piece of shit, so, like, fuck him. Who cares about that guy? But, like, for you, I think you're doing the right thing by, like, think about your wife's mental health. It's his wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's already seeing a therapist. She's already going through all this stuff. Like, I think she'd take a massive step back. She found out that you lost her dad's ashes.
I don't know. I just don't think it's your responsibility to, like, have even lost them in the first place. So I would just go on I'd be like, well, we'll find them. Where are they? You have no idea. You know what I mean?
You're saying, why wouldn't you want him to just get some fake ashes and put it in an urn?
Because that's, like, an actual, like, a legit lie that, like, potentially you could get caught for. What are the odds that you're going to actually, like,
find
a matching
urn? How are they going to get caught? They're going to be like, oh, that doesn't look like him. Like, how the fuck would they know?
Was it in an urn? Like, how do you, like, yeah, my point is, like, if it was that important to her, she would have known to, like, why would you keep it in the basement there? If, like, you'd really.
Who cares? Like, the bottom line is, she wants it now. You know what's best for your wife's mental health. But for your mental health, you have to bury that. Are you going to be cool burying that the rest of your life until you think she's strong enough to realize that that's not real?
I'm just thinking, for us, we're going through a remodel. Right now, our house is trashed. If I started looking for something that was in our house during the remodel and couldn't find it, I wouldn't think twice about what you did.
Is it a person's ashes.
But that's what my, if it was something that's important to me, like let's say, I don't know, the Peloton, it's a huge thing that I'm like, it's at our house, but like if it went missing, I would notice it. But like the fact is,
the fact that you're trying to compare the Peloton to okay. someone's
but like,
bodily to ashes.
Me, I'm like, if it was that important that I didn't want it missing, I would have brought it here. But like for me, I mean, if it was missing, I would.
What would you do? Just say, what would you do? What are you, this whole like story?
I would understand. I would understand. I'd be like, oh, it got lost. I mean, a Peloton's harder than like a.
No, no, no. You're not the wife. Lost. You're in his position. What are you going to do?
I would just be like, I don't know where it is. Like, where did you put it? Like, it got lost.
Oh, nice. So you're going to turn this around on your mentally distraught wife and blame her for the ashes.
I just don't think it's your fault.
Wow.
I don't think it's really your fault.
Man, you're making me look so fucking good right now. I am.
I just don't think it's your fault.
I am a fucking superhero right now. Superhero John.
I just think you're putting a lot of the blame on yourself, whereas it shouldn't be. They should have been protected somewhere else. Also, why didn't the mother have them? Why did the daughter have them?
Listen, guy, don't listen to Al. Listen to me. Buy an urn, matching, throw some dirt in there and be like, I found it. Bury it deep in and just know that you're doing the Lord's work. You are.
But unfortunately, he's not in heaven.
Oh, you're talking about the husband, the dad.
Yeah.
No, the dad's not.
Right, so who cares?
But you're going to go to heaven. You're going to go to this pearly gates for, you know, being considerate of your wife's feelings.
I just think that out of sight, out of mind, this isn't your fault. No one cared about the ashes before. And I'd be like, I don't know where they are. If it was in so important to your family, you could have kept it.
I can't believe.
Toll on them.
Dude,
they should have put an air tag on them. Like, what are you supposed to do?
We're gonna make this a short, and I'm putting this on Instagram, and I'm just gonna watch everyone just destroy you.
But you're gonna do it without context, I guarantee you. And you're gonna leave out the fact that the stepdad or whatever, the father-in-law was a piece of shit, and that.
Oh, I'm gonna make myself look like the gift to this world for sure.
And that's on being selfish, Sean, because you know that there's two sides to every story and there's a reason. Like if this was me and I like lost the ashes, you'd be like, well, you should get better track of them, Alex. You lose everything. That's you.
Yeah. Well, you're not mentally distraught right now.
I mean, I'm in therapy. I'm distraught.
Okay.
Again, I'm not minimizing what your wife is going through, but what I'm saying is,
listen, what's done is done. We don't need a conclusion. Listen to me, I'm right. Don't listen to Alex, she's wrong. Moving sure. on. Next question.
I need an update on this. Honestly, also, if anyone has updates on the advice that we've given you or any situations, write into our email and write update with like whatever episode we read your question on.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good idea.
That way it could stay organized. Otherwise,
people have been asking us, like, does anyone give us updates? And I know they probably do, but it's, again, we get thousands of updates, questions. I need to see.
And this is one that I want an update on. Yeah. What do you do in this situation? Well, keep us posted because I'm very curious about how that goes down.
I already know I'm right. But if you do option two, I think you that just would have be to,
like,
epic.
You're just like, what happened?
What cool. happened? Good ending statement, Al. So let's run into our icks. My ick. I don't even know if I said this before in the last one, but it's still coming up a lot. My ick is, you wanted me to feed you. Did I say that before?
Yeah. Because again,
you keep doing it. Now it's like a thing and it's awkward.
You keep making it sound like I'm like sitting at the table with
you're
a baby in my...
You're not a baby. You're like,
John, when you bring over a treat, like, and it's literally a one single bite.
Put it in your hand.
It's a one single bite chocolate. Like, of course, I'm just going to go, like, just put it in my mouth.
It's so weird.
But now, like, you've made it a thing that, like, I've made it a thing. Like, I only go out of my way because I know it annoys you
no,
now.
You don't.
Because I know that,
no,
like,
no, you're
now
subconsciously I'm like, doing it. I'm like, hey, do you want something? You just do this. You go. Just you lean back too.
Like, again, if you came over with a plate, put it on a plate next time. When you come over with something in your hand, why would I, like, my point was last time, why would I dirty my hand up? Your hand's already like covered in chocolate. Just stick it in my mouth. I'm not like a baby bird, John.
That's what it feels like. Next, you're gonna want me to chew it up into a bolus and drop it into your mouth.
Maybe it's a kink that I have that I haven't told you about that I want you to feed me. So what if I said that? Then I'm like, I like to be fed by you.
Are you naked?
And it turns me on.
Okay, sure. If you're naked.
No, but like,
but if you're fully clothed and you're like, yeah, I'm ramping up to it. Keep feeding me.
That's It's called, what is it called? Foreplay.
Oh, okay. That's my ick.
My ick is, get ready for this one, guys. John wanted to go to Burning Man. He said, whoa, Alex, look at this cool rager. And he said, I want to go to that. And I said, Burning Man? And he's like, yeah, I've never heard of it. And I'm like, you've never heard of Burning Man? And then what happens at Burning Man this year? Monsoon. And everyone's stuck. And I feel bad for the people who are actually going through it because I think someone has passed. But you actually thought that you would do well at Burning Man. Like, you being the type of person at Burning Man, I would just go next year and just FaceTime everyone while
would
you're
be,
there.
Everyone would be and catching these hands.
You would fucking hate everything about Burning Man. You can't even get comfortable sitting in a well AC, no dust environment, and you think that you would enjoy Burning Man.
Do you notice the chair I'm sitting in versus the chair you're sitting
in? You also could sit in this chair. You said that that's more comfortable. We started in both these chairs, motherfucker. Right. Like, keep coming, John. Keep coming. Like, I remember this shit. I wish.
Oh, okay.
Is that it?
That's
you have
it.
Nothing to say about like why you wanted to go to Burning Man?
I'm glad I'm not there now. It looks horrible. But even then, like, I didn't know there's no like running water and shit. I guess you're on the fucking desert.
Did you just want to go to dress up to like take your shirt off? That's definitely why you're like, oh, it looks like Mad Max. I gotta take my shirt off and wear goggles. And I'm gonna look hot. That's why you wanted to go.
Okay.
To dress up in a costume.
Yep, that's it.
Why did you want to go?
Maybe I wanted to take ayahuasca and just fucking lose my marbles.
Again, you also can't smoke weed without even getting anxiety. Best of luck.
You know, I'm going to just do something crazy.
You should.
I'm going to do something crazy and you're not invited. No, I'm going to do something like...
The thing is, like, I try to get you out of your comfort zone by, like, doing things, but you
I'm always out of my comfort zone. My whole... How long have we been together? 6 years?
But, like...
It's been a constant...
But you fight so hard against it that, like, I think that, like, one day you will snap and you'll be like, I'm a burner man, and you're going to go to Burning Man and you're going to be on the fucking top of the Burning Man, just like leading the group one day. And I feel like I'm going to take
ayahuasca and I'm going to end up changing my name to like Sailor Moon or something.
Sailor Moon. And I'm going to be like, I used to know that man and we're cousins.
And now I don't know.
And I had to divorce him, not because of this, but because we were cousins.
On that note, let's read a review.
Now I'm sweating.
I like that turnaround. That was good.
I know. That's called comedy, John.
Surprised I like it. Five stars shocked. From Rocky11. I honestly was not a fan of their TikTok videos and reels, but videos with clips of the podcast started appearing in my FYP, and I decided to listen because I was intrigued by the clip. It worked. Now I am hooked. Great work. Great podcast.
Wow. That's great interesting. Turnaround. I wonder how many people like hate our skits and like our podcast or vice versa, like hate our podcast and like our skits. Who knows?
We can't please everyone.
We just have like a...
Or I mean, anyone.
That's the thing about... We just have what?
So we can't please everyone or anyone.
That's true. Yeah. We're not pleasing anyone.
Would you hear my stomach growling? I'm starving.
Whoa. Me too.
Anyways, guys, like, subscribe, email, comment. Also, I saw some people messaging in the comments because people are like, where do I find the podcast? And they're like, you go to YouTube and you type in Give It To Me Straight Podcast.
Wow, John.
So I like that you guys are doing your homework. I saw it and I appreciate it. Keep telling those motherfuckers where it is.
Get them, John. Get up.
And give us those 5 stars. You know, I love it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to email us, you can reach us at hello@giveittomestraightpodcast.com.
Time out. Why do you do it like that?
Hello. Everyone knows what it is.
I don't.
hello@giveittomestraightpodcast.com.
And what's that for? To write questions in.
If you want. Or you could click the anonymous link in our email. Because if you're emailing us from that email, like, it's attached to your email.
I didn't fucking know that.
If you want to email us anonymously, just go to our
website. I mean, either way, we're not going to say who you are on the podcast.
True.
So
we've never said a name. And then you can also find us on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube at Give It To Me Straight Podcast.
Why did you whisper that?
Give it to me straight podcast everywhere you can find us. Okay, love you guys.
See you next week.
Bye.